This is the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. AWS is fond of saying security is job zero. That means it's nobody in particular's job, which means it falls to the rest of us. Just the news you need to know, none of the fluff.
Couchbase Capella. Database as a service is flexible, full-featured, and fully managed with built-in access via key value, SQL, and full-text search. Flexible JSON documents align to your applications and workloads. Build faster with blazing fast in-memory performance and automated replication and scaling while reducing cost. Capella has the best price performance of any fully managed document database. Visit couchbase.com/screaminginthecloud to try Capella today for free and be up and running in 3 minutes with no credit card required. Couchbase Capella, make your data sing. Hello and welcome to Last Week in AWS Security. Let's dive right into it. Cash Mama, apparently a money lending app, is the ignoble recipient of this week's S3 Bucket Negligence Award. Remember those? Why are we still doing this? Please lock down your buckets. Do it for me. And in other news from the Bad News Bears, MailChimp apparently had some cryptocurrency clients' mailing list info stolen, and I can't say as I'm shocked by this. When I was first starting the Last Week in AWS newsletter, I considered a few providers. MailChimp was beset at the time by some significant evidence of abuse, people with multi-factor auth enabled getting their accounts hijacked and such. Vendor selection is incredibly important. Remember, you're outsourcing work, not responsibility. And from the mouth of AWS Horse, well, not quite what you would expect or would hope. The first Lambda-specific malware was discovered, called Denonia. And AWS, for some godforsaken reason, felt compelled to put out a statement that is on its face just clown shoes lunacy. Since the software relies entirely on fraudulently obtained account credentials, it is a distortion of facts to even refer to it as malware because it lacks the ability to gain unauthorized access to any system by itself. When confronted by the reporter with every qualified cybersecurity person we asked was first shocked, then couldn't stop laughing, AWS modified their statement. Calling Denonia a Lambda-focused malware is a distortion of fact, as it doesn't use any vulnerability in the Lambda service, AWS said in the new statement. Look, the malware specifically checks to see if it's running within a Lambda environment. You can split hairs all you want, but that's what it is. If anything, I'd take it as validation that Lambda has really become prevalent enough to be a first-class platform to run crypto miners on. In this, it is clear that AWS is the party that's distorting facts. I find that incredibly disappointing. Today's episode is brought to you in part by our friends at Minio, the high-performance Kubernetes native object store that's built for the multi-cloud, creating a consistent data storage layer for your public cloud instances, your private cloud instances, and even your edge instances, depending upon what the heck you're defining those as, which depends probably on where you work. It's getting that unified is one of the greatest challenges facing developers and architects today. It requires S3 compatibility, enterprise-grade security and resiliency, the speed to run any workload, and the footprint to run anywhere, and that's exactly what Minio offers. With superb read speeds in excess of 360 gigs and a 100 megabyte binary that doesn't eat all the data you've got on the system, it's exactly what you've been looking for. Check it out today at min.io/download and see for yourself. That's min.io/download, and be sure to tell them that I sent you. And in the news of tools, you'll like this one because it's free and easily available. I had occasion to try the AWS IAM Access Analyzer last week for policy generation. For whatever reason, it doesn't seem that it solves my problem the way that I'd want it to. What I want it to do is say, here are the calls that I have made, generate a policy. It's aimed at instead is just tell me what actual permissions you need, and then make me fill in the specific resources it's talking to. I want it to just push the button and it spits out a ready-to-go policy for me. It feels like that should be easier than it is with less busy work. There's no doubt that I'm missing something key, but I don't know what it is. And that's what happened last week in AWS. Let's see what happens next week. It's shaping up to be a doozy already. More to come.
Thank you for listening to the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. For the latest in AWS security that actually matters, please follow AWS Morning Brief on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, or wherever the hell it is you find the dulcet tones of my voice, and be sure to sign up for the Last Week in AWS newsletter at lastweekinaws.com.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.